Robbie Hind has the title of Paniolo. For people living in one state, that's a very recognizable name, a job title specifically for these hardworking people. The story is part of our Best of 2020 series, and it's next on the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Robbie Hind is a title you don't often associate with people living in Hawaii.
I'm fifth generation here in Hawaii. The original Hind came from England in the mid-1800s. I'm basically a cowboy.
Cattle were introduced to the islands in the late 1700s, but there was no need for cowboys initially.
The king at the time, King Kamehameha I, put a kapu on them, or a tabu. You couldn't hurt them. And so the population was starting to overrun the population, their taro patches and everything.
As the number of cattle began to overrun the island, the king summoned Spanish cowboys from California, vaqueros, to help round up the herd. The Hawaiians called them paniolos, a term that they still use to refer to Hawaiian cowboys. This is certainly a different type of ranch country.
We're grazing on a volcano, right? On the island of Hawaii, there's so many different types of terrain.
Over time, the older lava flows have eroded to dirt, but newer lava flows remain a rocky mass that can be hard for cattle and cowboys to navigate. In fact, it seems some horses are better bred for climbing the crags of the volcanic surface.
You could not bring a horse from the mainland and expect it to be at all productive because it would not know how to go over the lava. But if it was raised there, it knew how to get along with the lava.
In some cases, ranches tried to do what they could to help their horses and stock over the terrain.
I remember when I was a kid how these bulldozers would drag big anchor chains between them and smash the lava with the anchor chains and make it smoother so that, you know, horses and cattle could run on it.
Robbie eventually became livestock manager for the Parker Ranch, one of the largest ranches in the world. Traveling the countryside in Waimea, Hawaii, I'm Andrew McCray.